second hour.
Top of the second hour to you.
Second hour to you.
Knockout Radio every Wednesday.
Angela Hill coming up.
The newest
the count.
He's been announced. The most recent announced inductee to the UFC Modern Wing Hall of Fame.
Well, because they put these new names in. All right, let's save it. You said you wanted to do it after Angela, and that's fine. And then towards the end of the second hour, we're going to have ESPN college expert analyst.
Former USF basketball coach.
Seth Greenberg.
Virginia Tech, I believe, as well. Where Buzz Williams, the leader in the clubhouse.
At last I heard, he was running away with it, too.
Sweating away with it.
And this is a fan vote. So that just means that school is hitting the button. Kind of like what they used to do for all-star votes.
Virginia Tech just voting away?
Hey, if there's no rule against it, it's not cheating.
I believe they're the 4 seed right now.
How many ones do you think will be in there? So you've already said Duke is out.
2.
Then what 2 ones do you have in there?
Gonzaga and North Carolina.
A lot of people are picking Gonzaga to win it, and a lot of people are picking North Carolina not to get there.
North Carolina, I think, has to play Kentucky if everything shapes correctly.
Gonzaga is always a good Elite Eight team, but they don't really go past that.
That's true.
They're a good, solid like team. Always to the Sweet 16, no question. But I don't think they get past the Elite Eight.
Who are you picking to win it all? Are you going with Duke just because you ran into your boy in an elevator?
No, I think North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, I think North Carolina's going to pull it out.
Interesting. All right, we're going to talk more March Madness with ESPN analyst Seth Greenberg in about a half an hour or so. Right now we're headed back to Nashville, where I will be in a couple of weeks for our big Make-A-Wish event.
You will?
With Rascal Flatts on the phone with us right now. Angela Hill, who has been on our program before. Angela, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Let me ask you this. With the fight Saturday in Nashville, do you ever look at, you know, where the fight is and how difficult is it to remember that you're there on a work trip and that you can't keep walking around Broadway and eating barbecue?
I mean, I have a skill in my room that keeps me from going to any barbecue joints. So, it's not too bad. But after the fight, it's definitely going to be a vacation and not a business trip.
Are you able to do anything, and I think I asked you this last time as well, you know, when you go to a city that you may never go to again, whether, you know, it's a fight outside the country or, you know, so that you can walk that fine line of, yes, it's a business trip, but I want to go see the Grand Ole Opry or something like that?
It all depends on how busy the fight week is and how many, media things I have scheduled like this one. But every now and then I'll be able to go out and see a little something that's not too far away from the hotel. It's really mostly business. Like, I'll usually hole up in my hotel room and play video games and just try to focus on the task at hand.
One of your other media obligations was signing, 4,556 posters?
Yeah, exactly. How'd you know?
How long does it take to sign all the posters, and when does the cramp start coming in your hand?
It definitely takes long enough for your arm to start buckling up. I think it's only about like 100 posters, or it must be about 100 posters, but it feels like a lot. You have to write your name really big 100 times over and over again with a Sharpie, so it's like, at that point, that's like half of your workout for the day. So at least it gets that out of the way.
Well, at least they have somebody there that continues to pull the poster so you don't have to sign, put the pen down, move the poster, and then sign the next one.
I don't think they could trust a fighter with a task that complicated.
That's pretty funny. How has training changed, you know, from when you first started in 2014, you know, until, you know, this week?
I think I've just become a lot more aware of myself and my abilities, so I can kind of dictate a little more what I want to work on, as opposed to going to my coaches, hey, what do you think I should work on? So that's kind of nice, because I'm not coaching myself, but I am molding myself into the type of fighter that I want to eventually be. So I think that's been the biggest change since, like, you know, 2014 after my first fight in, like, small show in, where was it? North Carolina or South Carolina. So, like, yeah, it's been leaps and bounds since then.
How about your life in general? How has that changed, you know, now with more recognition, where MMA is going and where women's MMA is going? And, you know, now with the UFC on ESPN and, you know, more people are getting to see our sport and see our athletes. So how has your life changed as well?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I'm still amazed when I go out somewhere and somebody recognizes me. And or somebody wants to take a photo of me, or someone congratulates me on my last fight, or tells me about a fight that happened years ago that they are still affected by. Like, all those things are very strange, but also welcomed. Welcomed attention. And it's pretty cool to be able to affect people in that way. And I think that's one of the benefits of being an entertainer on top of being an athlete. I feel like we have kind of this duty to humanity, I guess, to entertain them and to affect them emotionally and get them emotionally invested in our lives so that, you know, whatever they're going through doesn't seem as bad in the long run. So it's pretty humbling to be on that stage. And, you know, I'm not like a huge celebrity or anything by any means, but I still get people come up to me and say, hey, you know, that fight with Andrade, like, I thought you were amazing. You had so much heart. It helped me get through this situation or that situation. And, you know, that like makes me emotional. So it's been really cool to kind of connect to strangers in that type of way while doing something that I'm really passionate about.
Well, you may think you're not a celebrity, but everyone else certainly does. So what was it like the first time you saw your Topps UFC card?
Oh, that was cool. I think I was more impressed by the fact that it was like, what do you call it? Like embossed or whatever. It was like a raised card so I could feel the ridges.
Right.
I think I was like really into that. I was like, oh, this is fancy. But yeah, it was really cool. It still didn't really hit me at that point because I had just gotten off of Tough. I still had that little green outfit on, like Tough colors. So it still hadn't really hit me yet, like what I had achieved. But yeah, getting into the UFC is a really big deal. And especially at that time for me, being one of the few women to get into the UFC, it was a really big deal. So yeah, I think it took a while for it to hit me, like, how big of a deal it was.
What's running through your mind as you're walking to the octagon? And is it normally the same thing? Or, you know, during each fight, it could be different? And what are you thinking about? Are you trying not to think at all?
I'm not sure. Like, I think, I have this walkout song, and I just started recently using it again. But my first walkout song ever was Skulls by The Misfits. And I kind of hummed the lyrics to that song of, you know, like collecting girls' heads and putting them on my wall. And that's kind of like what I think about on my way to the octagon every fight. Every time I'm thinking about, okay, this is the next head. This is my next trophy. Time to like go to work, beat her up, slice her head off and put it on my wall. So yeah, I think that's it kind of simplifies it for me because in the end, like, you're both in there to fight. You've already put the work in. Your body's going to take over as soon as the bell rings and you start throwing punches. So all I'm trying to focus on is getting in there and hurting. So that's kind of where my brain goes.
So all you're thinking about is the next head to put on the wall, which would be Randa Markos. What can you tell us about your opponent?
I haven't like talked to her or anything in this fight camp. I used to do that a lot, but not anymore. But I do know that she's very tough, very aggressive. She's not a quitter, but she also seems to, I don't know, just be a little sloppy. So I'm planning on taking advantage of that and, you know, just matching her aggression with my aggression. I think I could put her on the back foot. I think with certain people, she does back off a bit and when the aggression doesn't work. And I think I could be one of those people to back her up and, you know, beat her up more than she can try to beat me up and get the win that way.
Normally, the next question that I ask is, it revolves around dinner, but we're not going to talk about food. So if you could sit in a living room with four people, living, passed away, fictitious, real, they can't be family members, they can't be from your team. This is a way, you know, for the national audience to get to know you a little bit more. What four people would you like to just kind of hang out and just, you know, talk and spend a couple hours with?
Oh, my goodness. Like, you can't spring that on someone. This is like a question I need to prepare for.
You need time for? Okay. Well, then you can think about it. We'll bring you back on after the victory, and we'll put you back on next week. And okay. I can ask you that. We can ask then.
Yeah.
What are some movies, what are some things that you do to relax and to kind of just, you know, clear your head and just kind of relax before a fight?
Bloodsport's a good one. let me think.
Or do you do something else to relax? You know, how do you just, you know, chill? You know, you're laying in a chair or you're just trying to chill out. Uh-huh. What are you doing? You know, what are you reading? What are you listening to?
Usually I'm playing video games. That's been like very, very big, like part of my meditation during fight camps and, you know, just in life. But for instance, this time we brought like a little, one of those little mini Neo Geos and mini Super Nintendo. So I get to get like real nostalgic and play like old like Final Fantasy games or like Street Fighter and stuff like that. But yeah, like even during fight camp, like I'll always have something to play that just takes me out of my own head. And all I'm doing at that point is just focusing on the game and how to level up and what like power ups I'm about to get and, you know, how to beat the next boss. And it's nice because it allows me to shut my brain off and not overthink what's about to happen or stress out too much about what I'm about to get into. Because if you think about it, like the whole idea of setting a date to fight is so unnatural that it can like totally take over your entire like body and just like give you like panic attacks and just a crazy amount of stress. Like anybody who's ever like had someone go meet me in the playground, you know, after recess is gonna remember that being like the longest like hour of their life, you know. So that's what we go through every time we get a fight booked. So yeah, like I like to use video games as a way to shut that off and just like either revisit my childhood or play something fun and new. Like play a lot of Apex Legends, and we just got like Monster Hunter. I've been playing that with my husband. But yeah, so that's what I like to do to chill out.
Can drift off that way. We are talking about UFC Fight Night 148. It is this weekend in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena. What can we expect? What kind of fight are we going to see Saturday night with you and Rhonda?
You're going to see a lot of aggression. You're going to see me, you know, try to take her head off. I'm going to bloody her up. I'm going to make her face match her red hair. And, I'm going to go for the finish. So hopefully... that's what you see. Hopefully I get that finish. I don't want to be in there too long. My mom asked me to finish it in the first round, so I'll try to keep that promise to her. But yeah, that's what you're gonna see.
And then next week we'll have you back on so we can find out next week we can ask who you're gonna have dinner with. It doesn't have to be in the living room because it'll be after the fight, and then we'll find out, you know, who you're going to sit down and meet. I want to thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a package from Ape Man Strong, some gear, and best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Angela Hill back in the octagon. this weekend, Bridgestone Arena. I got to turn you off because you keep taking that down and walking away and making pizza.
You mean working my job?
Making copies.
I got two jobs. I'm doing them both simultaneously.
But the problem is you don't do a very good job.
The New York pizza from about 2 weeks ago.
Well, I've said that all along, and not that I want to give him any credit at all.
He's like, this is the secret. I want you to eat it right when it comes out of the oven.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, that's a terrible idea.
I have a better secret. You always make the pizza maker wash their hands.
Huh.
It's a little secret.
I always wash my hands.
I know you do. I didn't say you. I just said.
Well, you looked at me, and I'm like, that was.
I did not. I was looking at the bearded wonder.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You are.
It's a sweet beard.
Because I'm trying not to look at you because you're eating pizza.
I am eating pizza.
And I'm fasting.
Are you really?
I am.
What for? What happened?
Until about 6:45 tonight.
Yeah, 6:45, the fast is over.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
We're doing that family style at Maggiano's.
How many bowls of... I got no invite. I'm not a Harris by now. I haven't earned my way in.
No, you haven't.
That's not all Harris is going.
What are you talking about?
How many bowls of mussels do you think this guy will eat?
Oh, three.
I laugh in your general
three
direction.
Three are going to come out at one time.
Three, I laugh at your general direction.
Maybe the Monty Python?
I'm probably going to say seven.
Oh, boy.
I'll get seven.
But that's just
I'll take the over.
Right?
You think I'm going to do more than seven?
So yeah, unlimited muscles? Or
yeah, well, that's family style. Family style is you. It's unlimited.
I've never.
Do you want the red sauce or the white wine garlic?
I'm going to let everyone else who's going to eat them, or I'm going to see if we can do both.
Wow.
So this is family style, okay? So you get a salad, and the Maggiano salad is killer.
Okay.
Okay. Then you get a appetizer.
Okay.
Which we're going to do mussels. There's some other stuff, but we're going to do mussels. Then you get a pasta.
Two
pastas. Rigatoni D.
That's right.
And I don't know what, and we don't really care what the second one is.
Rigatoni C.
And then you get
hepatitis.
Oh, hepatitis C.
and then two entrees. And then two entrees.
Okay.
Which I believe somebody wanted eggplant, but I don't think it's available at dinner.
Oh, it's not.
I think it's just lunch.
Good.
Yeah, good. So we'll do the chicken marsala.
Okay.
And probably lasagna. Unlimited. And then two desserts. Unlimited. Yeah.
Well, there goes your keto diet.
Yeah, well, whatever. I'm going to Philly next week. My keto diet's over next week anyway. So we normally get there. Like tonight we'll be there at 6:30. We'll probably leave at 9.
Wow. Wow. That's an event.
We go in separate cars.
So you have more room to sleep?
No, so some people can leave. Oh. There'll be some people leaving.
Take naps in the intermission.
Very true.
Take an intermission and go.
I don't need an intermission.
Well, how do I get in the Harris Circle family of trust?
Don't be dumb.
So in other words, you can't come.
No, don't say stupid things.
What do you mean? Are you kidding me? Like, I mean, if Walt Harris can be in the best Harris ever.
No, he's just in the speaking category. He isn't the best Harris ever.
I don't know. It's a pretty good.
The best Harris ever possibly could be having surgery tomorrow. We're going to go with that for now.
He's the most interesting Harris. That's for sure.
He is the most interesting man. You think you've met the most interesting man?
I have.
2 days ago, my dad was watching lizards walk across the walls.
Two brother weren't lizards.
He's on some good stuff, man. That guy. I need his dealer.
90 days he's been in the hospital.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a very major surgery.
We'll pray for him, man.
So
he'll be all right. He'll be here to rough you up.
He's resilient.
Oh yeah,
he snaps right back.
Yeah.
Today he was talking about bowling, and he just finished bowling, and he just talked about his orders that he just got.
Okay.
Because he was in the Navy, he's a military guy.
He's a CB.
A CB. He built things with his bare hands.
That's the best story. Mm-hmm. That is the best story that old man has, and he hates it. He's telling people.
But he built stuff with his own
hands? No, so his whole thing is he was a CB. They're the ones that built everything on the island. And
they built the buildings. And all that.
This guy can't build a thing to save his life, but I never said anything because I just rolled with it. So years later, I find out when he gets to the base, the guy he's replacing gets out in 4 years. He gets out in 60 days or 90 days. So they have him just work at the beer hall.
That's what he did.
He showed up for formation in the morning and then went back to bed, worked at the beer hall. Then when they were closed, he cooked hot dogs and hamburgers for him and the other guys and drank beer. He's a CB. He didn't build a thing in his life.
I would have gone in the military if I could have done that.
You could have gone in as a cook. I'm sure they make pizza.
Cool.
Yeah.
Maybe they would have taught you how to make it, and it would have been good.
Sure.
What?
They would have taught you how to make
it. Not nice. You know, some of the things you say hurt.
What?
It hurts.
How old are you when you learned how to make pizza?
Six.
Have you learned how to make pizza?
Six. Oh, six.
You learned how at six?
Six.
I thought the guy in Denver taught you how to make pizza.
I was on a baseball team, and we had an award ceremony at a local pizzeria, and I got to make my first pizza, and it was love at first slice. And then
is that supposed to be a joke?
No.
Love at first slice?
Well, yeah. The love at first slice is a pun. It's a pizza pun.
It's a pizza pun.
Do you want to now bring up your...
Yeah, we can do it. So
What are we doing?
Michael Bisping is the latest announced, or the first announced in the UFC Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Good for
which
him. He's a Hall of Famer.
Why? Why
a champion. A champion.
So all champions are Hall of Famers?
No, but he defended it. He's been a champion. He's a commentator. He's built the sport up.
Hold on a second. And I'm leaning towards it's okay, but him being a commentator doesn't mean anything.
Sure it is. I mean, Gene Okerlund was a Hall of Fame wrestler. He never got in the ring. I mean, he was an announcer. He was a commentator.
You just asked, how do you get invited to the Harris dinner? A Harris said by not saying stupid things. Yet you continue to say stupid things.
I think if you contribute to elevate the sport to make it better,
that's fine.
Your legacy is that.
If he's in the contributors wing,
right,
is cool. Well, then, but not the modern.
Is Joe Rogan gonna be a Hall of Famer for the UFC?
Not as a fighter.
No, of course not as a fighter.
But Michael Bisping is going in the fighters wing.
He won. He's a champion.
I'm not arguing that
decorated.
Yet. I'm not.
So is Johnny Edwards?
He won the Ultimate Fighter.
So
again,
it won the Ultimate Fighter, and then went in and second. Became the champion.
Hold on a second. Yeah. I know you're trying to talk intelligently right now.
I'm telling you.
You brought up him being a commentator.
That was after he was already a champion.
No, it wasn't. Him being a commentator means zip, nada, zilch, nothing.
Just his performance inside the octagon is all that matters.
If he's going in the fighter's wing, I think it's
the modern era wing,
okay. Which, the fighter's wing, what he's done outside of the octagon means nothing.
Unless he's going in as a contributor, which I'm cool with him going as a contributor. He had, I believe, 28 fights in the UFC, and 19 of them were outside the States. He was their international
correspondent.
He was bringing the audience. So if you want to put him in there, I can be okay with
first
that.
Ballot,
but,
all
but
no
not
question.
In the modern. How was Rich Franklin not in? Jens Pulver not in. Those are guys I think that deserve it before.
I mean, there's a
how
lot.
How is GSP not in? But Bisping gets in before.
Well, I don't know if it matters when you get in.
Of course it does.
And obviously you don't even have to be retired. But you're right. GSP should go in automatically, and he probably will go in this year. I would imagine they'll add him. Because they haven't added everybody. It's only one person they've announced.
Yeah, but that was the modern. Is GSP in the...
Could be. He could be in either. I think you put him in both. You put him in this year in the modern, and you put him in, I don't know, in 2 years as the legacy.
Because there's more in there. There's a ton.
Well, that's the old school guys. And there's probably plenty of guys that deserve to go in. And I haven't really looked at, but you have
BJ Penn's in the modern era. How?
He shouldn't be.
If Matt Hughes and then Matt Serra are in the pre, I don't know how they have it.
Bisping was the first British fighter to win the UFC championship. I mean, that's a milestone. It's just like
it's a milestone.
Like,
that doesn't make you
like
a Hall
Nigerian
of Famer.
Nightmare. I mean, obviously what he did, first African.
But it doesn't make you a Hall of Famer.
I mean, I think he has 30 wins, 9 losses.
He was 19-9 in the UFC. And he won
that's
two.
Good. That's
39
good.
Total
and he,
fights.
And he lost two title eliminators before. So he wasn't just, he didn't get to fight for the title because he just wasn't good enough to fight for the title. And then when he defended the title against 47-year-old
Dan Henderson,
come on.
Yeah, but he still had a title defense against the legend and Dan Henderson. I mean, that's
at
not
47.
A slouch. It doesn't matter. Would you step in the octagon with Dan Henderson right now?
At 50?
Yeah. Ever?
Yes. At 50, yes.
You wouldn't even step on the other side of the cage from him if he was inside of it.
He wouldn't even step in a pizzeria with Dan Henderson.
Well, we would never. I would never make weight, so I don't have to worry about that.
Well, you're just like Romero, then.
He would be in the super heavyweight. You know, it's tough to say. I mean, he doesn't necessarily have the numbers. You know, the
five-time
record.
Fight of the Nights?
That means nothing.
Of course it
no,
does.
No, that does mean something.
It means nothing.
Against Anderson Silva? Against Dan Henderson? Something.
Anderson Silva at 30.
Yeah. Against, that was an awful fight, too.
Against Elvis Presley?
Elvis Sinisak?
Yeah, Sinisak.
He's very active on Twitter.
That's our boy, Elvis. Dennis, he's very active on Twitter.
Huh? Dennis Kang?
Well, that was a long time ago. And arguing both sides.
Oh, it's two-time performance night against Chung Lee and Luke Rockhold.
Or Chung. Yeah, or Chung. Chung's a good guy.
Ching Chong?
Chung was in, what's that movie, Goonies?
Chung Lee?
The Pioneer Wing. That is
the old-timers.
Yeah.
Second most wins in UFC history, 20, tied with George St. Pierre. How can you not make him a fighter Hall of Famer? That's ridiculous, you guys talking crazy.
I didn't say that he doesn't deserve to be in there.
I think he should be on both sides. He should be a contributor. And
well, he shouldn't be. Two rings. He should not be a contributor.
10 fingers, 2 rings.
And I mean, honestly, why is Uriah Faber in there?
I know how much you like him.
I like him. But how? You're just trying to find names now.
Well,
and you're only at number 4 and you're finding names.
All right, we are at the bottom of the hour. With that,
nothing.
We're hitting a break because I'm done with this. We'll talk more Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
When we return. And the fact, here's another one. You ready? I'm going to give you a name that's going into the Hall of Fame, and I want to hear your response. And we'll do that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sign.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hey, it's Bud Bunny, the host of Kegs and Eggs, Tampa's only adult egg hunt. Free beer, free music, free games and contests, food trucks, and more. Search for eggs with over $75,000 in cash and prizes. Party starts at 11. Egg hunt starts at 1. No jelly beans, just jello shots from this bunny. Information and tickets at kegsandeggstampa.com.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anna proves family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Amalie Arena March 21st through 24th.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
party like a pirate at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Open weekends February 16th through March 31st. Discount coupons available at Hungry Howie's Pizza. Discount tickets available at Circle K and BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
A segment or so coming to you from Torta Pizza, the 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. So I wanted to throw another name at you.
Okay.
Going in the WWE Hall of Fame, it's equivalent to the UFC Hall of Fame.
Yeah, both made up.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Why?
I asked the same question. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. I know he's one of your boys now.
He's my boy now.
I know you hung out with him and he had the big shears. And
here's a question.
Chopping up slices.
How's his health?
He looked good, actually. He's a beast, man. He's still big.
Well, because you had a legitimate...
Oh, why not do it in Tampa next year? And my thought was, he may be dead by then.
No, he'll be fine. No, Brutus looked good.
So then next year might have made more sense, even though he wouldn't deserve it any more next year than this.
Bushwhackers get in.
Well, let's be honest. Like, they're doing it for Terry and those guys to ride off in the sunset. I mean, that's why they brought it to Tampa, right? I mean, that's...
No.
That's probably the main reason.
No. You're giving your boy a whole lot more credit.
He's reinstated. He's in good graces. Is he
in the Hall of Fame?
The hero.
Or?
I don't know.
Because if he's not, then it will be next year. That's going to be the big one.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. Well,
Trump is.
Yeah, he is.
Yes. Trump's in the WWF Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I know.
So's Tyson, right?
Yeah.
We have a Rodman, Shaq.
But guess who's not in? Triple H.
Well, he's going in.
No, he's not. DX is going in. Triple H is not going in, my friend.
Are they a group?
We've argued this numerous times.
But D-Generation X is going in.
D-Generation X with Triple H.
Members.
Right.
But he did not get in for his accolades.
How does he not get in?
Well, he will get in. He owns the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying. So how doesn't he put himself in every year?
So quick question. We were discussing this off air. As a joke, someone put online... FSU put online, who's the greatest that you saw play at Doak Campbell Stadium? People responded with Tim Tebow. He thought it was pretty funny. So Matt and I started talking about FSU players. So who do you think should be their greatest?
Deion? It's the first one I thought of.
Okay. I thought Derek Brooks.
Deion.
Do you throw Charlie Ward in there too?
Yeah.
Very impressive what he did.
You know, what I think a lot of people do is a lot of people think their entire career.
What they did in the NFL.
Right, when they think of college. Now, Derek was a great player.
When the college retired your number and you didn't do anything in college, but you made the professional Hall of Fame, then they retire your stuff.
Who are you speaking of?
I have no idea. I'm just saying in general.
Scott Brantley.
Or a high school.
Well, but I'm saying they retired Scott Brantley's number at Florida.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Scott Brantley and Spurrier.
I think there's like two more, too.
Well, they've added. I'm saying at the time.
Oh, okay.
And then I think they brought back one. I forget who it was, whether it was Scott or Spurrier said, yeah, they can wear it or something like that. But yeah, I mean, that's what happens. I think we lost our pizza guy.
Well, that's okay. He didn't do anything anyway. No. Crazy.
All right, so do you want to tell me who you're going to vote for on in the Sweat 16?
Yeah, I'm going with Buzz.
Oh, because you're a front runner.
No, because have you seen that guy sweat?
No.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Which name did you like the best?
Oh, let me see the list. So no, you have to read all.
I'm going
to
read you the names again.
Oh, my God.
Seth Greenberg coming up momentarily to discuss the Sweat 16. It's the Humid Hokey. It's Tinkler the Sprinkler. I don't know. You almost have to go with that, don't you? I like that one. Kermit the Sog. Brucey Meat Sweet Sweats.
I'm going to go the one you can't even say.
Mr. Jelly Fame. Perspiring Patrick. Damp Danny. I actually think this guy may have a medical condition.
That one. That's probably the best one.
Sean Miller's?
Yeah. And his name's Sean, so it's perfect.
Tommy Tricklies. McClammy. If McDummy was here, he'd probably go with McClammy.
Of course he would vote for that one.
But he has departed over.
He wants meat sweats.
Ball and Oats. Fury Frank. That's your boy. Mike Tenure. Shaka Slick. Bob the Bowler. And OSU Sweatin' Bro.
Oh, I'm going with the medical condition.
I don't know. I kind of go Tinkler the Sprinkler.
Bruce Pearl from Evansville, Indiana took this.
He's just going to keep talking. Do you want me to put your mic on?
USI National.
How about
champion.
If I turn? When you run away, I have to turn your mic off, McDummy.
I'm back. My pick is Bruce Pearl, the Division II National Champion, the USI Screaming Eagles, 1995, under Bruce Pearl.
The cheater.
To him, no, that was at Tennessee. He didn't cheat till he was a volunteer. When he was actually getting paid, he. I was doing it the right way, but that's my pick. I got to go with Bruce Pearl.
He just throws it down. Yeah. He's just.
Mic drop.
It's his last show. Let's make it his last show.
Okay. We're still going to do it here.
Yeah.
No, mic drop.
Yeah, we're still going to do it here. Yeah. He just won't be on anymore.
I think I'll have a show
on. Hi, do you want to run down Nashville?
We can.
Want to do some picks here? Seth Greenberg coming up momentarily. As we discuss, will anyone? You say Duke isn't going to go.
Duke's not going to go. It's tough.
It's a tough bracket.
Virginia Tech beat him.
Without him, though, right?
Yeah, but they also were missing their 3-point ace.
No, I understand that.
Someone's going to get in foul trouble.
But Duke is obviously, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say this, is a different team with and without Zion.
They beat North Carolina by 1 point with him. North Carolina blew him out without him.
Right.
So if 1 point, that's one possession. One possession. It's one mistake. It's one missed free throw. Either way, swings the game.
He is a man child, though.
Oh, he's ridiculous. He's like 6'8", 6'9", almost 300 pounds, and his head goes above the rim. His vertical was like 42 and a half. It's crazy. Receivers don't even have that. He could. I'm sure he could play in the NFL.
What happened to the shoes? Do you know?
I'm sure they burned them.
Nah, somebody has them.
I'm sure they got rid of them.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't think somebody has them somewhere?
They said they'll never see the light of day. It's gone. They're gone. But allegedly, two Nike individuals flew from Beaverton, Oregon to Durham, North Carolina to work on their shoes. Then they went to China and had a special pair of shoes brought back for them. How is that not a recruiting violation?
Well, because they wear the shoes.
But Nike made custom shoes for one person. It's not offered to everybody.
Yeah.
They have the allotment of shoes. They get the shoes, and then they go from there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get them thrown out before the Sweet 16.
I'm just saying, you know, look what happened. Coach K coached Team USA, but he also got to go to all the development academies with all the high schoolers. The top talent. Here's our Team USA coach.
All right, so we've been talking March Madness.
We have.
We're going to talk about the Sweet 16 and the Sweat 16 with Seth Greenberg. Seth, how are you?
Life is good, man. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. So we're going to talk about the Sweat 16 in a minute, but I need to ask you this, and obviously it's the question everybody asks. Who can beat Duke?
I think there are a number of teams that can beat Duke. Will they beat Duke, I think, is a bigger question. But, I mean, when you think about who can beat Duke, Gonzaga's beat them already. So they beat them at full strength. As long as Josh Perkins plays well and doesn't turn it over. If you turn it over against Duke, you're not winning because turnovers are touchdowns and they're converting those into baskets. Michigan State can beat Duke and they're in their bracket because you got Xavier Tillman, you got Kenny Gorenz, you got Nick Ward, three front court guys with some size and physicality and some toughness. As long as Cassius Winston takes good care of the ball and Cassius can take over a game. Virginia can beat Duke. They lost to him twice, but one of the games, I mean, this was without Zion. Duke was 12 for 21 from the three-point line. That's not who they are. They're a 30% three-point shooting team. Carolina's beaten Duke twice. They surely could beat Duke potentially, and they beat them when they were full, you know, completely healthy. Jake agrees with me right there. So there are teams that could beat
now
Texas.
You're getting me already, you know, hearing a little puppy in the background.
Jake is a little fired up. I haven't been home in a while. Duke someone's coming to the door. Zion.
You know.
There are teams that can beat Duke. Now, will they? I don't know. They're playing at a very, very high level, and. You know, Zion changes their whole personality. He changes their, you know, their identity. I mean, think about what he did this past weekend. It was unbelievable what he did this weekend. We were there. The energy he plays with. He's an energy giver. You know, we've all been around people that kind of change the energy in a room. And Zion Williamson changes the energy in the room. He makes Trey Jones so much more effective. Now, everyone says, well, they don't shoot it. They don't shoot threes, but I'll tell you what they do. They get more N1s. They do it the old-fashioned way. They earn it. I mean, they get N1s, and you know, they're just different. But they can get beat for sure.
Well, you were talking about energy, and we're going to go a little bit further down the bracket. I had a question with the play-in game last night and then the one tonight. Do you think by those teams playing 2 days before getting a feel of a one and done in the NCAA tournament helps them in their first round matchup?
More in when you're playing in like the ACC tournament and things like that. You know, you get one game underneath your belt and it's helpful. But no, I don't think so. I mean, because that team that you got to remember that team that wins, like Fairleigh Dickinson, my alma mater, not that it's a great matchup against Gonzaga, but they're traveling all the way out to Utah. I mean, so those teams are playing, and then they're turning around, they're getting on a plane, they've got to prepare while they're on the plane, and, you know, there's a fatigue factor. And these kids have played so much basketball now that I think they're more prepared and more ready. You know, the 11s that have advanced, they're playing, you know, the 6-11 game. You know Belmont right now. They're gonna have to play. You know, they go from Dayton. I'm not sure. I think they're in D.C. or I'm not sure exactly where they're going. But you know, they've got Maryland. I don't put much stock in that. I really don't. I mean, this time of the year, once the light goes on, man, you better be ready to play.
Definitely, you would think they all would be. It's one thing to talk about the Sweet 16. Talk to me a little bit about the Sweat 16. What's going on with this?
Yeah, this is pretty funny. It's actually pretty crazy. It's a great idea. Mizzen and Main, a shirt company that has been established, and it's great for your guys' area because you're tamping the humidity of those years that I lived there. And they're actually opening up a store in Hyde Park. But Mizzen and Main, it's performance. They're taking basically the concept of performance fabrics and putting it into suits. Sports shirts and dress shirts. And what it is it's kind of a next wave. And the guy that basically came up with the idea was walking around the city one day. It was hot as could be, and he saw someone along the way just sweating right through the shirts, kind of like Bruce Pearl does with his suits. By the way, he's winning the Sweat 16. It's going away. And what it is really nice shirts. I mean, I'm talking about a really nice dress shirts. I wear them all the time on the set. Really nice dress shirts. But because of this new special material, you always look cool and calm and relaxed, which obviously Pearl could use because he sweats not only through his shirt, but he sweats through his suit. You know, they're sold in Nordstrom's. They've got about 700 retail stores around the country, but the shirts are absolutely terrific. Here's the best thing about these shirts. Wrinkle-free, throw them in a washer, don't have to send them to dry cleaners, and they look great. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So, I mean...
Coach, I was going to ask, how are people voting? You know, where do they go to vote?
And right, you go to MidsInTheMain.com.
I'm not sure.
And you go to MidsInTheMain.com to the Sweat 16, and here's the deal. If you win, if you're selected and win, here's what you win. This is pretty good. All right, you win shirts for a year, which is always a good thing.
Sure.
All right, and they have golf shirts. They have half zips. They have dress shirts. And then they will send you to the game of your choice. And when I say the game of your choice, that means you can go. You want to go to Cameron? Go watch Cameron, Carolina. You want to go to Fog Allen? Go watch Fog Allen, and you'll watch Kentucky and Kansas next year. So they'll send you to the game of your choice, which is a pretty good deal. So great shirts. Go online, MidsInTheMain.com. Vote for your Sweat 16 coach, and you might be going to the game of your choice. And or just go down to Hyde Park if you want to see the shirts, or Nordstrom's. The polos are absolutely great. Those are shirts that Phil Mickelson wears on tour. The half zips, actually, when I went to the door, they just sent me some half zips. And I tell you, they are really, really nice. So it's a great company, great concept, especially in Tampa when it's so hot and sticky in the spring and the summer and early fall. I mean, it's just perfect.
Let me ask you this real quick about some of the names. And I just found it humorous as I was reading them. You know, Tinkler the Sprinkler and Brucey Meat Sweats. But how come they couldn't come up with something different than Perspiring Patrick? Who's scared of saying the wrong thing to Patrick Ewing?
Everyone.
Exactly.
it's kind of a fun thing. And I think it's from a great idea. But, you know, it's just a way to get... let people be aware of it, and like the shirts are comfortable and stylish. Because I mean, here's the deal: you want to wear a comfortable shirt, but you also, if you have a business meeting, you want to wear something that looks good. And unless you don't think I look good on air, but if you don't think I look good on air, then it's probably I have a face for radio, like you guys.
Nope, you definitely look good. All right, so you said Bruce Pearl is going to win the
Sweat 16. Yeah, he's hands down, Bruce Pearl. I mean, look at this list. Frank Martin, he beat you with his stare, not with the sweat. Hugs wears the half pullover. You know, we can't help him. We just can't help him. Cal sweats at that. Buzz Williams will be right up there also.
So give us your pick on the shirts. Now give us your pick. Who's going to win the big tournament?
Yeah, I think Duke's going to win, but you know, the more I delve into it, it's not a bad bet to take the field, because you take the field, Gonzaga's already beaten them. Michigan State, as long as they take care of the basketball, I think they can compete because of their front court. Texas Tech has the athleticism and Jarrett Culver, who can take over a game. You know, we talked about Virginia and what Virginia can do. Carolina's beaten them twice already. I'd like to see them play Kentucky again. I think Carolina and Kentucky, we could see that, or Kentucky in the finals. That would be a blast. I mean, that would be because we started the season with Duke and Kentucky, finished the season with Duke and Kentucky, but maybe a more competitive game, or a fourth Carolina-Duke game. How good would that be?
I don't think a single person would be upset about that. We're looking forward to it. It's the best time of the year. Coach, thank you for your time. We're going to put you on hold real quick to get an address to send you a package from Ape Man Strong, some gear from them for giving us a couple minutes of your time.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you.
We appreciate it. Let's put Coach on hold, get to that taken care of. Good stuff there.
Absolutely.
And I'm almost more excited about the Sweat 16 than the Sweet 16, because this is cool. It is different. It is fun.
And I just switched one of my 611s because of what he was talking about.
Because you listened to an expert?
I did. And your guy plays tonight, your favorite player. He's coaching. Mullen.
Ah. I loved Chris Mullen.
Yeah?
I don't know if I ever told you this story. So I loved Chris Mullen because he wore number 13 in the Olympics.
Okay.
So I'm covering the Magic, and I'm out there on the court and, you know, taking some photos. And he asked me to, like, I don't even know what it's called, throw the ball back to him or whatever. So I'm doing it, and I'm like, this is pretty cool. This is Chris Mullen. He wore number 13 in the Olympics. We start talking. I said, so why did you wear 13 in the Olympics? It's my favorite number. He goes, because they gave it to me.
Huh. Shattered his dreams right there.
Wow. Yeah. It's kind of like gold dust. My dreams were shattered. That's his thing.
That's his thing. Yeah. Yeah. I don't watch.
Shattered dreams. Sorry. You better start watching with WrestleMania coming.
Is that the Austin Powers thing?
No.
What's no, you need dust? To start it. You start at Royal Rumble. That's when I'll start. Because Royal Rumble starts the road to WrestleMania.
Have to be honest. I've said it each and every year. I would rather go to the Royal Rumble than WrestleMania.
You saw the ticket this year, right? It was a hologram that counted 3, 2, 1
really?
On your ticket. Yeah, that's pretty. That's awesome.
It definitely is the best. And then I'll go on Saturday. I'll go to NXT TakeOver. We'll go to the Big Expo where we can go see Barry Windham again.
Okay.
Barry Windham's my guy.
Is that your guy?
Yeah. Very Yellow good. Dog. We like to call him the Yellow Dog. Came out to Coward of the County. Loser Leaf Town, just like you're about to do.
Go hang out with a bunch of wrestlers.
Well, that's what you
do all the time.
I call that a Tuesday. I mean, you guys call it an expo.
He's standing on the street corner with Brutus Beefcake, and he says, "So what do you think, Brutus?" And he takes these big shears, and he starts doing the shear thing.
I go, "Brutus, how long are you going to be out here on St. Patty's Day?" He's like, "Oh, as long as I got people coming out, I guess." I'm like, "Okay, there it is."
Did he say it just like that?
He did.
Yeah.
All right, run down at Nashville. Give me what's going on. We'll do our picks. Good stuff from Coach Greenberg.
Where are we starting? Just the ESPN Plus main card?
You're reading it. So whatever you read, we will pick.
Okay, so let's just start all the way at the top.
Then. Okay.
Main event.
This, to me, is one of the silliest, not only main events, but fights of all time.
And why is that?
Because I don't think Pettis should be fighting Wonder Boy. I don't expect this to be a very competitive fight. He is obviously the heaviest favorite. Sizable, and I don't think Anthony Pettis stands a chance in this fight.
So how does it end?
Well, Showtime had a pretty decent fight against Holloway. In
he's
Canada.
Going up in weight. He's taking on a bigger guy who's one of the top two or three
champ.
Fighters in the division.
Former champ.
Former champ doesn't mean anything. It would mean something if a fighter goes down to fight him, possibly.
Okay.
But him being a former champ, going up to fight a bigger guy, one of the top fighters in the weight class. I don't think this will be very competitive. And I see Wonder Boy winning this fight in dominant fashion.
Two guys coming off losses. Main event on a card.
There you go.
I'll take Wonder Boy. And he's going to come out probably to what's the name of the group?
It's
something TDSD.
Tenacious D.
Tenacious D.
Yeah. Tenacious D.
Wonder Boy. I'm taking Wonder Boy.
Well, I'm going to go.
Shut up.
Yeah. We're going Pettis.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're not.
I am.
You're doing it just to be...
I'm doing it.
I'll go Wonder Boy.
No, go with Sean.
No, I'll go with you. Going straight down the tank.
He lost to Till. Woodley, the draw. Rory McDonald was his last win.
Rory McDonald, the golfer?
Exactly. A win in 16, a win in 17.
He just won on 18 last weekend, like in dramatic fashion.
Nothing in 18 because he's a moron. I'm going with Mashota.
All right. Whatever. You want to put some cash on it?
Ooh.
Great odds, too.
Oh.
You want odds? I'll give you odds.
Louis Vuitton belt money. A Louis Vuitton belt. Winner gets a Louis Vuitton belt.
I'm never going in that store again.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
I need to get my gift.
All right. I'll give you the bag.
If your wife got a bag, I get something. I drive you around like Miss Daisy. What's the chauffeur get?
Literally, you do drive like Miss Daisy.
He does. You really do.
I drive pretty good.
Terrible.
You should have seen him in the media go-kart.
Yeah, I heard he was just rolling along.
It was embarrassing.
He wanted that fourth spot.
It's like semi-pro. I'm competing for fourth place.
It was embarrassing. There was a 72-year-old lady walked the course faster than he drove. It was brutal. Honestly, I was embarrassed for you and with you.
No way. I was killing it. I was zooming. I was zigging. I was zagging. I was drifting.
I believe, I don't know, I'm going to make this up, but I believe one of the commandments is, thou will not lie. Thou shalt not lie.
Thou shalt not.
You're joining me in hell, my friend, because you're lying out your rear.
Well, I'll drive. Take us longer to get there.
So the co-main. Since we're still on this,
I'm going to take Masvidal.
Curtis the Razor Blades against Justin. What you talking about, Willis?
Justin, what you talking about?
I'll take Razor.
I'll take what you talking about, Willis.
You like what you talking about, Willis?
Different strokes, different folks.
Who are you taking?
I'll go with Blades.
I had a nice conversation with him, so I'm going to go with Blades.
He's a large individual.
He's going to get a Drummond. That's what he's going to get.
Drummond.
John McDessie and Jesus Pinedo.
I'm going to take McDessie.
McDessie?
Yeah.
I'll go he's double knockout, McDonald. Draw. Nobody wins.
Ah.
Wow. The odds on that would be really good.
I'll take McDessie.
Yeah, he's I believe, the second biggest favorite on the card.
Really?
Yes.
And you said Thompson's number
yes.
one?
Yes.
What do you know what it is?
No, but I had it. It's like four, minus four, minus 350, something like that.
Oh, wow. Same odds of me returning to this network next week.
No. Those are much better.
You don't want to know what your odds of returning next week are.
Come on, Grossman, bail me out. Why is the show 50% better with Sean Harris on?
Pena is minus 305, and I want to say he was the fourth biggest, closest. The best news of the day. We are done.
Done.
March Madness.
Let's enjoy it. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank Coach Greenberg as well. If you're interested, you know how to get a hold of me. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
Sean K. Radio
at Naked Pizza Man 1.
Always sponsored by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.